Taking a closer look into the USDA's recent cattle inventory report and combating New World screwworm. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. To kick off the month of February, we are seeing a higher market across both live and feeder cattle. But on the flip side, we actually did see a lower day at the end of January, which was last Friday, and part of that was in anticipation of the USDA cattle inventory report. And giving us more details on that report is livestock analyst Michael McConnell.
As of January 1st of 2026, it's estimated that the United States has 86.2 million head of cattle. That's fractionally lower than a year ago, but it is lower than the previous year's total of 86.5 million head. For cows, for all cows and heifers that have calved, we have 37.2 million head. That's fractionally lower than a year ago. However, for beef cows, it's about 1% lower than a year ago at 27.6 million head, whereas milk cows are actually up 2% at 9.6 million head. As far as cattle on feed, that was down 3% from a year ago, totaling 13.8 million head of cattle. And then finally, the calf crop for 2025, for the year that just finished up, came in at 32.9 million head, and that's 2% lower than the 2024 calf crop of 33.4 million head. So I think overall, the cattle report shows that the cattle herd continues to contract. We're still in the downward phase of the cattle cycle. Likewise, with the number of cows, in particular beef cows, being lower than a year ago, it looks like that we don't necessarily see any indications that we're going to have a big turn in the cattle cycle, at least in the immediate future.
Overall, within our cattle market, fundamentals are still strong. We're still seeing great cash prices. Box beef remains high. And through all of that, we're still monitoring the situation with the Mexican border and the screwworm cases down there. And going into a little bit more of a detailed breakdown for our five-state region, all cattle and calves as of January 1st, 2026 in Nebraska totaled 6,150,000. South Dakota was 3,550,000. Iowa totaled 3,450,000. Minnesota at 2,100,000. Kansas at 5,850,000. And a look at Texas, they totaled 12,100,000 head. And in the United States, as a whole, when you look at all cows and heifers that have calved in 2025 throughout the United States, there was 37,272,000 head calving. In 2026, 37,175,000 head calved or expected to calve. That is about 100,000 head less than last year. So those numbers do just prove the statement that we keep hearing that this cattle herd, and specifically the breeding herd, continues to contract. A little bit earlier in this news piece, I mentioned screwworm and the fact that we continue to just monitor that situation and its effect on our cattle markets. Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Dudley Hoskins, discusses some of the potential innovations to combat this pest, and that could come out of a recently announced USDA-sponsored grand challenge.
The Secretary's charge is to help our partners clarify and enhance sterile fly production practices. If there's ideas or concepts or technologies that are going to help us do that, ideas or innovations to develop new traps or lures, that's a critical part of the work we're doing currently. And then always just, are there opportunities for increasing therapeutics or treatments, anything to help prevent or control the impact of screwworms on individual animals? And then across the board, any other ideas or innovations that are going to help bolster our preparedness and response, those are the ideas we're looking for. We're asking our partners and potential participants to give us those ideas on or before February 23rd of this year.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.